Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 21st day of the month of Sivan. Please continue to daven for all those in need of the Refuah Shalema, in particular the three children whose names are included in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. The children's names are Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chaim, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. Additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive, of course, our precious brothers and sisters in Gaza, Arvin Netanel, Ben, Sonia, Siona in Iran. I believe there was a notice that went out yesterday that he had been freed. That turned out to be misinformation or disinformation. And Evan Gershkovitz, the Wall Street journalist being held unjustly in Russia. We pray for their swift release. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Walter of the Woodside Synagogue, Avas Torah in Silver Spring, Maryland, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. This will be followed by Rabbi Walter slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and in English, recited together with Rabbi Walter. And that will be followed by the three Mishaberach, who we say daily, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and Rabbi Walter will conclude with the Mishaberach with Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Walter.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being here and taking time from your day to think and to learn together and to daven for all of Klal Yisrael, Bifrat, Bifchal, specifically those who are being mentioned today, and then for all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be mispala for Gula Shlema Bikarov. I'd like to begin with a story. It was a very, very hot, scorching summer day, something like today, where we are in Silver Spring in Maryland, and there was a person walking, we'll call him Ruvain, very thirsty, and all he wanted was a bottle of water, a cup of cold water. Lo and behold, as he's walking, he finds and comes upon a vending machine. And the vending machine says that a bottle of water costs $1.50, six quarters. Goes into his wallet, takes out one quarter, puts it in, hears the dingling of the quarter down the vending machine, a second quarter, a third quarter, hears the dingling, very happy, very excited. The fourth quarter goes down, and all of a sudden, Ruvain starts to bang the machine, getting very frustrated, upset, unnerved that the water bottle isn't coming out. Looks into his wallet, and again he finds a fifth quarter and puts the fifth quarter into the vending machine, and again hears the clicking and the clanking of the quarter going down. But nothing happens, and the water doesn't emerge from the vending machine. Slowly, somebody else comes along, we'll call him Shimon, sees Ruvain in a huff, angry, upset, and starts hitting the banging, the vending machine. And Shimon says to him, Ruvain, what are you all upset about? What are you so annoyed? He says, I put in one quarter, a second quarter, a third quarter, a fourth quarter, now a fifth quarter, and no water has emerged. All I want is a bottle of water on this hot, scorching day, 100 degrees. So Shimon looks at him and says, well, how many did you put in? He says, Reuven, I put in five quarters. Well, Shimon says to him, look, it says that you need six quarters. It's $1.50. And Reuven looks at Shimon and he says to him, are you kidding me? I put in five quarters and nothing came out. You want me to put in the sixth quarter? And Shimon looks at Reuven and says to him, I don't understand. All you did was put in five quarters. In order to be successful, in order for the water bottle to emerge, you need to put in a sixth quarter. Why are you upset? What are you unnerved about? All you need to do is to put in one more quarter. Reuven looks at Shimon and says, I don't believe it. And he walks away and he doesn't get his bottle of water. I think when each of us hear this incident, this anecdote, we think to ourselves, what a fool Reuven is. He knows it's 6 quarters. Shimon tells him it's 6 quarters. It says on the vending machine 6 quarters. And all he did was put in 5 quarters, put in 1 more quarter, Reuven. Why are you upset? Why are you unnerved? Why are you angry? That's all you have to do. The answer is that sometimes in life, not only is this true in our physical lives, but in our spiritual lives as well, we put in quarter after quarter after quarter, tfilos, tehillim, chasadim, mishnayos, and we wait and wait for the Yeshua. Not only 1 quarter and 2 quarters, but tens of mishnayos, hundreds of mishnayos, thousands of pirkei tehillim, thousands of tfilos, shachas, mincha, mar, for days, for weeks, for months, for years. We're waiting for a particular Yeshua, for a refuah, for somebody that we love and we care about. We're waiting for a Yeshua, for Klal Yisrael, for the Geula of Klal Yisrael, for end to the suffering after months of difficulties and challenges. How many days the captives have been held? Not 10, not 20, not 100, not hundreds. And we still don't see an end. And sometimes we think, and maybe we even articulate, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm not going to put in another quarter to the spiritual vending machine. I'm not going to say another parakeel. I'm not going to say my 2 parakeetom. I'm not going to learn the Mishnah. And I'm not going to do this chesed because we become unnerved and upset and angered that we don't see success in the goals attained and reached. If we hit that point, which is natural too, and we don't keep on going, we're like Reuven in the vending machine. All Reuven needed was 1 more quarter. And he was told that all he needed was 1 more quarter. Who knows when it's that Mishnah, when it's that next Perek Tehillim, when it's that next Tefillah, that next groan or cry or krechts or feeling or a kavana that we have, that's going to be one that's going to allow the water to pour forth and allow the vending machine to exude, not just with a bottle of water, but with Mashiach Tekenu, with Geula Shlema, with all of the Yeshuas, the Refuos, and the Brachos, and the Tzlach, and the Siyata Deshmaya that we're davening for, and end to Tzaros. 1 more tefillah, maybe that's all it is. Never, ever stop, never give up, and don't be like Reuven and not put that extra quarter into the machine. And recognize and appreciate that sometimes all it takes is another Parakatilim, another tefillah, and another bracha with kavana, and another mishnah to learn, and another daf gemara, and whatever it is that is your kabbalah. We're coming up to Parsha Sashavua, Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of Eretz Yisrael, the Parsha of Kitov Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od, the land of Eretz Yisrael is so wonderful, so excellent, so beautiful, as Kalev and Yoshua exclaim. But how is it that Kalev and Yoshua, who are so successful in overcoming their colleagues, the chiefs of the tribes who are Mosei Dibara, the Miraglim say such bitter, terrible, not good things about Eretz Yisrael. How did Yoshua and Kalev overcome that? How were they able to be so strong and so confident and so certain and so sure of themselves when 10 of their colleagues told them, no, this is not the right place for us. This is an Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi. This is a land that eats its inhabitants. How could it be that Yoshua and Kalev were so, so strong and determined? The answer is that the Torah tells us in Parsha Shlach, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed, says Kalev, Vayohas, Kalev Esa'am, Kalev quiets the nation. Vayomer, and he says, Alona Ale, we will go up, we will emerge, we will enter the land of Israel. Viyorashnu Asa, and we will conquer it. Ki Yacho Nucha La, we can do it. We will do it. We're not going to give up. And even though everything you're saying is correct, and even though you've put in all the quarters of the Miraglim did, and the Miraglim weren't willing to put in that 6th quarter, they stopped short. Yoshua and Kalev say, no. Ki yuchal nuchala. We can do it. We will do it. And they keep on pushing further. And that's the point of contention between Yoshua and Kalev and other Miraglim. And Rashi commenting on this pasuk says, Afilu b'shamayim, Kalev, even if I were told to climb up to heaven, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, take a ladder and start climbing to heaven. Natsliach b'chol dvarav, I will do it, we can do it. Even if we're told to climb to heaven and to take a ladder, rung by rung. Moshe Feinstein in Darash Moshe, Reuven Karelstein, the Sefer Chiruvein, the Ezetzin Rebbe, and the Sefer Eish Kodesh all comment on this pasuk and this Rashi and explain that that's exactly what's happening in this pasuk. That's exactly what the Miraglim did wrong, is exactly what Yeshua and Kalev did right. They were willing to push that one extra Tehillim, that one extra Perek of Mishnayos, that one extra Brach with Kavanah, that one extra Tzila. Alon Naleh, we will go up. Via Rashna, we will conquer. Ki yuchal nuchala, we can do it. Afilu sulamos v'alusham. Even if we're told to climb up the heaven ladders, we can do it. Nasliach b'chol devarav. We shouldn't become forlorn. We shouldn't become sad and depressed and downtrodden when we don't see the success in our tefillos after weeks and months and the same situation continues. Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for that one more tefillah, that one more bracha, that one more Yeshua, Be'ezus Hashem. We should all be zochet to take out all of our quarters, our spiritual quarters from our pockets, and to keep allowing them to ring the spiritual vending machine that exists in Be'ezus Hashem with each and every single tefillah, each and every single bracha, and all of our limud haTorah and the chesed that we perform should serve as a merit, as a schus for Acheinu Bnei Yisrael b'chol makom shehem. We'll recite the Tehillim now. We'll begin with Tehillim Perek Chas, number 20. Lamnetzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yanach Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevich Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrachacha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'lasecha yedash nesela. Yitin lecha achil v'avecha v'cholatzasecha yimalei. Niranana bishuasecha b'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalei secha. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho yahaneo mishmei kodesho b'gburos yesho yimino. Eile v'orecha v'yele basutim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimo kor v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'anis odod Adonai hoshia hamelech yahaneinu v'yom karenu. Perek Chav Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, b'nozdesha yarbitzeni amei menuchos inhaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'maglei tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech b'gei tzalmaves lo ira ra ki ato imadi. Shivtecha mishantecha heme inachamuni, tarech lefonai shulchan neged tzorerai. Nishanta b'shem en roshi kosi rivaya. Ach, toi v'chesed yidufuni koli mechayoi, Bishafti Bevesa Adonai Li Orech Yamim. Perakuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shilam Alos Esa Einai El Hehori Me Ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Mim Adonai Osei Shomayim Vaoretz. Al Yitein Lamod Vaglecha Al Yonum Shomrecha. Hin Elo Yonu Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilacha Al Yadi Minecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeko Virech Baloila. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ro Yishmoras Nafshecha. Adinoi Yishmor Tzeisecha V'Echa Me'atavi Ad Oilam. Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Shira Ma'alos, Mimamakim Kirasich Adinoi, Adinoi Shimo V'Koli, Tihieno Oznecha Kashuvos V'Kol Tachanu Noi. Im Avonos Tishmor Yoh, Adinoi Mi Ha'amod, Ki Mecho Aslicha L'man Tivorei. Yivisi Adinoi Kivison Nafshi V'Lidvoroho Cholpi. Nafshi L'Adinoi Mishomrim L'Boker, Shomrim L'Boker. Yachel Yisrael al Adinoi, ki im Adinoi ha-chesed v'habei mosidus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonos dal. The last chapter to him, Parakuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil David b'yoso b'maras fila, koli al Adinoi ezak, koli al Adinoi eschanon, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid, v'satef alai ruchi v'yato yadata nesivosi, borachzu ahalech tamnu fachli, Habeit yomin urei ve'en li makir, avad monos bimeni en doresh v'nafshi. Zorakti elech adinoi amarti atom machsi chalki be'eretz ha'chayim. Hakshiv al rinasi ki delosi me'od, hatzileini mirodufoi ki amtsu mimeni. Hotziach mimasker nafshi lehodos ha'shemecha, yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol aloi. Recite Acheinu together. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanusumim batzaro v'ashivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'maka im yirachem aleihem biyotziyem mitzara lirvacha me'afela la'ora meshibu l'giula hashta bagala bizman karev v'neymar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and we say amen. Recite three Mishaberachs. First, Mishaberach l'chayolei tzahal. Mishaberach aleseinu Avram Yitzhak v'Yakob yivarach et chayolei tzva aganol Yisrael v'anshei kochos v'bitachon ha'omdim al mishmar arzeinu migvul ha'levanon v'an midbar Mitzrayim min ha'yam ha'gadol ha'levo ha'rava v'chal makum shahem b'yabasha v'avir v'yam. Yitzhen adoyne yisaveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lefneihem Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzilas Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Nego Machla. V'Yishlach Baracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Yadber Soneinu Tachtem V'Atrein V'Cheser Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachon. V'Kuyam V'Hem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'Holech Imachem Imachem Lachem Imoyveichem V'Hoshia Aschem V'Neimar Amen. Yishberach for the Shvuyim, for those being held and captive. Mishabech Avasein Abraham Yitzhak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe V'Aron Dabru Shlom Hu Yivarach V'Yishmar V'Yintzoras Nedre Tzvah Agana L'Yisrael Shvuyav Neskol Acheinu Hanasunim Batzor V'Ashiv Yabavur Shekol HaKohol HaKodosh Nispalo Baburam HaKodosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachmim Aleim V'Yotzei Michoshech V'Tzalmoves Musosei Minatek Mitzukosei Miyoshiyem V'Yoshiv Meher L'Chek Mishpachoseim Yodul Adam Echazdov Nifloosov Levnei Adam Yukuyam Behem Nikra Shekosov Snuye Adino Yishuvun Uvotziyam Berina Misimchas Olam Al Rosham Sasa Misimcha Yasigo Benasa Yogam Anachem Benemar Amen. Finally, Mishaberech V'cholim, prayer for the sick. Mishaberech Avaseinu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yarape Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachanim Olav, Lachlimo Ularaposo, Ulachziko Lachayoso, Yishlach Lo Meher Rufua Shalema Min HaShomayim, Loramach Ivarav V'Shasag Yidah Besoch Shach Lilei Yisrael, Fuas HaNefesh, Rufuas HaGuf, Hashto Ba'agolah Uvizman Kariv, V'Noimar Amen. May we zoch at Tziat Tfilos Miskabel, wishing everybody a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Walter. We look forward to having you back on the program. We've got Amir Hashem in the near future, and I thank you personally for quoting my favorite pasuk in the Torah, because it truly is the ultimate locker room speech. In halftime, the team is down by an impossible margin. That's exactly what the pasuk and what Rashi jumps on, is that nothing is impossible. If the Ravona Sholem, if the master of the world tells us that we are able to do something, especially when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, I believe at one point, not still currently present, Nefesh B'Nefesh, this was their tagline that was even painted, I think, on some of the charter flights. So I always appreciate hearing words of Torah from you, Mr. Talmud Chacham, but especially one that speaks to me, and as well as to all of our wonderful listeners. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a good Shabbos.